Blog Talk Radio.
Messages that inspire, connecting you to your purpose, bringing clarity to your vision, giving insights that empower, igniting your life into your spiritual evolution. Welcome to Ignite and Evolve Radio with your host, renowned spiritual life coach, medium, and healer, Angel.
Good evening and happy Saturday night. It is so joyous to be with everyone this evening. It's the last Saturday of the month, and as always, I am here doing my monthly Stepping Into the Month programming where I do on-the-air readings. And it's a beautiful night. This weekend, we are being graced with a harvest moon with an eclipse to boot on the moon. I believe that's tomorrow night, approximately 6:30 Pacific Standard Time. And we just entered into the fall with the autumnal equinox on Wednesday. So it's all about new beginnings, you know, harvesting the great things in your life that you have yielded as you seeded whatever the goals were, whatever the dreams were, whatever the wishes were in your life. So what I'd like to encourage you is to ask the questions as you consider where you are, stepping into this new area of your life, stepping into this new month of October, which is exciting and fun, my favorite month next to Christmas. And let's see if we can help you make breakthroughs and make things go forward in your life. As always, we have a short amount of time. I only have 30 minutes that I give each time I do this. So I ask that you state your first name, as it says in the notes on the front page. Ask your question. No requests for general readings, please. Let's ask specific questions. And one question, please. We won't have time for follow-ups on air. Follow-up questions can be handled offline, and you can contact me on my webpage if you want more insights. And you can find me at IgniteAndEvolveCoaching.com, which is also linked on the front of the radio page. Callers can be taken here at 917-932-1778. And we have a lot of people holding, so I'll try to get to everyone as much as I can. No more than about 3 minutes per call. So those are all the rules. So let's go ahead and get started. All right. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Dee.
This is who?
Dee.
Hi, Dee. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you. What can I do for you today?
Yes, I have a question about love. And just trying to see if you pick up anything like a spiritual soulmate for me coming up real soon.
Your question is about love, and you want to know if there's love coming up for you anytime soon. Let's see if I can't pick up anything in that general. A little general, but we'll go ahead and focus on that. I do see some love. And what I'm also getting, you know, Joan of Arc is coming through for you. And Joan of Arc says, you know, don't go through your life being a martyr for love. You need to take a deep breath. There feels like there's someone close to you right now that is wanting to come in and be that person that steps into the next area of your life. It feels like you are like the arms are reaching out and you can't quite catch them because there's this veil of mistrust perhaps, or veil of not sure if this person is the one, or perhaps they are making themselves very clear to you. So you want to take a deep breath and accept that it is okay to allow this person to come through. Your expectations are really, really super high, which they should be. But this person that's coming through does meet all the qualifications you're looking for. But it feels like they're already there. Does this sound like somebody that's familiar, that's around you? It feels like somebody that's close, somebody that you may have already engaged with and haven't decided if this is the right person. Or maybe you're unsure, which is what it feels more like, if this is the right person. But it feels like this potential companion is already in your life. Someone who is there, someone who has a little bit of leadership qualities, and someone that you kind of look up to, but you're like, I don't know, man, I don't know. That's what I keep hearing. It's just, I'm not sure. You don't have to sacrifice what you want, but this is not a sacrifice. This person has the qualities you're looking for. Just allow them to come into your life. Don't force it, but allow them to take the next step, and you will find, looks like towards going into the new year, going into the winter, spring, you'll start to feel that you'll be in a more exotic, more exciting relationship. It feels really good, but you guys are still not, the trust is the big thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's a trust issue. And the issue is coming from you. And it doesn't feel like it's all about whether you can trust this person. It feels like you're having a hard time trusting. And this person is kind of having to live in the shadow of you know, the lack of trust.
Mm-hmm.
But they're there. Hmm. This person is already there.
I don't know,
so
who
don't
that could
be a martyr.
Okay.
Don't stress on it. This is a person that you've already connected with. There's a leader. They look like a leader in business that you're acquainted with. Some
uh-huh.
sort of person who leads people in business. Not something you work
okay.
for, not somebody that you actually work directly for, but someone
okay.
who's a leader in business, strong in character, strong in presentation. I see very, very suave. well-dressed person, but it's difficult to read this person, and that's part of what the hesitation is.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Does that help?
It helps some, but I can't narrow it down who that could be. But
look to the leadership
okay.
quality. Look to the leadership
okay.
quality. This person is a leader in business, in commerce.
Right.
This person leads people. In business specifically. But it looks like
okay.
it's going to come together very quickly for you. Okay, Dee?
Okay. All right.
All right.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Enjoy. You're welcome. Enjoy your Harvest Moon weekend.
Thanks
okay, bye-bye.
So much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. And I'm going to go on to the next caller. Good evening. Are you there? This is Angel.
Yes, I am. Good evening. My name is Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. How are you tonight?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Hope the same for yourself.
Oh, it's doing great. Just got over something. Now my voice is a little scraggly, but my friends tell me I sound like a blues singer when I'm like this, so that's all cool. You get to talk to a blues singer tonight.
There you go.
So what can I do for you?
Well, I'm working on manifesting my perfect soulmate. And I wanted to see if you saw him coming in soon. And I'm really interested in settling down with someone.
Okay, that's a fair question. I always do these shows. I do the on-air readings every month. I get lots and lots of questions about love. And what I'm getting for you, Sandra, immediately is someone in your ancestral posse there in spirit. This is like perfection. Wouldn't that be nice? So it's not about perfection. It's about connection for you. The connection is coming, but you have, kind of similar to our last callers, you have to dig deeper into what that connection means for you so that you can allow this person in. Because I feel like you've got a little bit you're missing. You're missing this perfect person, because you're looking for what you're calling perfection. And this person's going to complete you. So it's almost like what you need to be looking for is what you're missing in yourself. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So having said that, are you working on a new project right now?
No.
Are you about to step into something? Okay, because that's what it feels like. This person comes to you as part of some new project that you're going to get engaged in. I'm trying to pinpoint the time of the year, and I see a lot of weather. I see a lot of kind of wind and leaves and a little bit of wet, like rain. So that looks to me like it would be going into close to the summer, going out of the spring and into the summer when you're going to meet this person. As your life slips into a stage where you're going to be working on a different kind of a project in a different area. This person works with their hands, whether that's an artist or a builder, but this person works more with their hands, more physical, kind of more in the physical plane than the artistic plane is what it looks like I'm seeing. Very, 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 what's that? Very rugged is also what I'm seeing. this individual, and quite spiritual. So I am getting, yes, you're going to be manifesting what you're calling your perfect soulmate, and that he feels very, very, very sensual as well, very passionate. You're looking for a very physical individual, that's what it feels like. Does that sound fair?
You know, I think I'm a good balance between the two. I like both physical and mental. You know, so rugged, I'm like, eh, okay.
That's what it feels like. That's what I'm seeing. I mean, the mental piece is there, but this person seems to be a much more grounded individual. I keep seeing his hands in the ground. They keep showing me with his hands in the ground. I don't mean he's a farmer. It's just an image of someone who's very much attached to the ground. So he's not
Well, that would make sense because that's the opposite of myself.
Yeah.
So that's probably something I need.
You probably need that a little bit, right? So,
yeah,
oh, that's
I'm up there in the clouds a lot of the time.
They need somebody to pull you down just a little bit? They can hold you
mm-hmm.
a little bit while
yeah.
you're doing that? Much more in that space. But I also see a project of some kind, something that you're going to be manifesting that's going to take you on a journey. God over water is what it looks like. You're going to go on a journey, and this is where the connection's going to be made. You sure you're not going
over
on a project? Is that a project coming up? Over water. It feels like there's a journey over water.
Well, I have family
that's
overseas in Europe.
In Europe, is it like Scotland or someplace
no.
in towards Britain?
Well,
not in the British, somewhere in that Croatia.
No.
That's way
yeah.
far away from what it looks like, but I don't know what Croatia looks like. But that's what it sees. I see hills and
near
grass
Italy,
and,
you know, in the Mediterranean. So
I see grass. I see grass and mountains and hills, and that's what it feels like. So I'm seeing you across water. I'm seeing you in the hills, in terms of the traveling and where this particular project or whatever it is that you're doing. And it feels like a project is what it feels like. And that's where this connection is going to be made.
Hmm.
And I am getting that you're going to be kind of taken aback. Somebody's saying, yeah, you're right. Not exactly what you thought you were going to go for. But he's going to knock you off your feet.
Oh,
he's
wow.
Very rugged. Very, very rugged. And this looks like going towards the end of the spring, going into the summer of next year.
Okay.
So work that you're doing right now to kind of prepare yourself for this, keep doing it.
Yeah, I've just been trying
because
to, like, keep open, you know, just keep the qualities that I want and just really, well, I mean, I never look at a person from the outside anyway. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you don't fall in love with that. Not, you know, when you're older,
you fall
I guess.
In love with the whole, you fall in love
yeah,
with
the whole package,
person.
You know,
you're
the
gonna,
whole person.
Yeah, you're going to fall in love with the whole person, and you're going
right.
to fall in love with the whole person. But this guy is going to be different. This guy is going to be a little more rugged, a little more boisterous. It's a little different from what you think, but he's going to knock you off your feet. It feels very passionate. It's going to knock you off your feet. You won't be ready for it. Don't worry, girl. You won't be ready for it.
All right.
Okay? And you
thank
call me,
you
let
so
me know
much.
When you get
what
there and
news.
Send me invitations. Okay.
Yes,
have a fantastic evening. Enjoy your harvest moon.
Yes, thank you. Enjoy your October.
Okay.
My favorite month,
okay,
bye-bye. Too. Bye-bye.
My favorite month. Okay, that month. Bye-bye. Okay, that was awesome. We're moving on to the next caller. Good evening. This is Angel. Who am I talking to? Hello?
Hi, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna. This is Angel. What can I do for you tonight?
I have an idea for a book.
Okay.
And I'm interested in what the energy has to say around this book.
Oh, my goodness. So this book is very creative, and it feels very powerful. And it's not one book. It looks like there's three books. Looks like there's three. Okay? Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does.
Is that okay? So the first thing that you're being told to do is don't just relegate yourself to going, I got to write this one book. You have to accept that there's three books. because okay. to each other. And as they tie into each other, it's kind of like looking at, you know, the Star Wars series. You know, you've got the first, the second, and the third explains what happens in the first one when it comes to an end. That's what it is. So I believe that answered your question. So it's a very powerful process. It's a story that needs to be told, and you were supposed to have written it some time ago. So you need to complete it because this is the time. Now the story that you're about to put out there, it's time for it to be told. And if you get it completed, you can get this first book completed and ready for publishing by the end of the year. 2016 will be the breakout year for what you're going to do, and that's what you're being asked to do. So if I can confirm that for you, that's awesome. But you need to finish it, okay? You need to finish it. Because I see it. I see the story being told on the screen. Do you see that?
I didn't see it.
You see the story being told on the screen?
I didn't see the screen. But
okay, so take a deep breath and come with me. Do you see it on the screen?
I see it on the screen.
because it's a story that needs to be told. So don't not do it, because it needs to come out in 2016. The momentum that's building up for the messages that are coming out, this book is part of it. And there's three of them.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Mm.
Does that help?
That's it. Thank you.
All righty. God bless you. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. Oh, that's awesome. Going on to the next caller. This is whole fun. I love it. Good evening. This is Angel. Welcome to Ignite Evolve Radio. Who am I talking to?
Hello?
This is Angel. Can I help you?
Hi. I'm Tamika.
Hey, Tamika. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent. What can I do for you?
I'm just calling to see if you see any employment for me within the next month.
All right. I'm being told 45 days. There's
you said
something
how many
that's
days?
Coming up. 4 or 5, a month and a half. A little longer than a month. I'm getting 45 days. Time's always hard. It's really difficult, and I always hesitate to, but for some reason I keep hearing it very clear, 45 days. There's someone that you're going to talk to that you're going to have to talk to more than one person.
Okay.
And that's going to take a little longer to get than you thought it was going to get. So the first time you talk to this individual, don't feel like you're not going to get the position. Does that make sense? Don't fall into despair, because there's going to be a call back for a second conversation. And this particular opportunity, you're going to have to talk to someone over the phone from farther away. So you're going to talk to somebody that's kind of in your vicinity, and you're going to have to talk to someone that's farther away.
Okay.
And it's after talking to that person that it's going to come to pass. They're telling me 45 days. I keep getting that over and over again, 45 days.
Okay.
So don't give up and keep applying, because it doesn't feel like you've talked to this opportunity hasn't presented itself yet. So make some efforts going into this week. Take advantage of the energy around this harvest moon. Go into this week with the expectation that this opportunity is going to come to you this week.
Okay.
And put that 45 days in front of you. Put it on your refrigerator. Put it everywhere you go. 45 days, this will come. Can you do that for me?
Okay. I can do that.
All right. So give me a call and you let me know, or send me an email, okay?
Okay, I will. I will do that.
Okay, so 45 days is your mantra. Thank you. You take care.
Okay, thank
bye-bye.
You so much. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, we're plugging away. Remember, as I say, state your first name and ask your question. One question, please. My website is igniteevolvecoaching.com. Trying to keep the messages short. I got about 10 minutes left. I can get through about 3 or 4 more calls. Once again, this is Angel with Ignite Evolve Radio. Who's my next caller? Who am I speaking to?
Hey, Angel. This is Regina.
Regina?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. How are you tonight? What can I do for you?
I'm good. My question is, I am looking for work as well, and I've had a email response to a job that was for freelance, but I haven't heard back from them, and I also received a phone interview in the old career that I was in because I'm trying to do a career change. But I haven't heard back from them either. So do you see anything coming up for me in employment soon?
Yes, I do. And it looks like the first thing I'm seeing is let go of the past. I keep saying that the past opportunity is not, they're trying to pull you away from that opportunity and it feels safe. So the past field is not where you need to be. You're making the right steps to move into the new career. You're moving, so don't be seduced by the possibilities of safety, because you're going to get taken care of. All is going to be well. In terms of possibilities now, the freelance opportunity is not dead. That's still out there. You're being asked to send a follow-up email. It looks like there's
I did that too.
Yes, good. So sit and wait for that, but continue to apply. That opportunity is you're gonna hear back from them. It looks like by the beginning of October, which is this next week actually. So somewhere in the next seven. Yeah, I just realized that's like Wednesday, Friday, Thursday, somewhere in there. So you're going to hear from them pretty soon with some follow-up. Slow. Very slow.
Yeah.
But it feels
and that
like
would be more like a second job or something, you know, something I can do on the side.
And that's what it feels like. And don't be afraid to look into more things like this. The writing is an important part of who you are. So you need to look at opportunities to connect in other ways where you can support this passion that you have around this aspect of what you do. Does that make sense?
I'm not into writing. It's not into writing.
Not in writing. I just see you typing. It looks like writing to me. So I don't know if you're doing some kind of programming or if you're doing some kind of technical thing. I just see a lot of typing in the area that you enjoy doing.
Unless that's going to be my niche job. I mean, that could be but not my freelance. Mm-mm. It's more creative.
Well, okay. That's what I keep seeing. I just keep seeing you doing this kind of typing to support while you're pursuing the thing that you love to do. So keep doing the things that you, when you find these little gigs, doing those things so you can make this other dream manifest. I just see you typing. And it doesn't feel like it's something that you're doing to, as your life's journey, it feels like something that you're doing to support what you're trying to do. That's what I'm seeing. So I see you typing, and not necessarily being writing novels, I just see you typing.
Right.
But you're not in an office. You're not in an office with someone. It feels like you're kind of doing it on your own. But it's not the thing that you've been put here to do. It's going to take a minute for this thing that you're trying to manifest to really come to pass, because it's a passion, and it doesn't feel like it's something you want to do for some guy. You want to do it for yourself. So you have to build it.
Okay.
You have to build it. Right. In the meantime, you got to eat and pay your bills, right?
Exactly. And that's what I'm looking for, just something to...
So that freelance work, that side work, continue to look for stuff like that so that you can maintain. It's going to take about 6 months for you to really start seeing some traction on this thing that you're trying to manifest, which is taking you into next year. Is a powerful year for you. The one in the six is going to be really powerful for you. But it's going to take a minute. It's like you started the engine, you put the key in the ignition, you started the engine, and you're rolling the car down the street. It's going to take a little bit of time to get momentum.
Right.
But it's coming.
I understand.
But they don't want you to be hungry and homeless. They want you to continue to be able to provide for yourself. And the reward will come at the end. Is that a little more clear?
Yes, but you're saying that right now the job that I need, like a 9-to-5, I'm just saying that's not coming up anytime or
it looks like
that's
it looks like it's going to take some months for you to pull the job to you that you want. You could pull a job to you today, but it's a distraction because mm-hmm. there's a job that you want. That's going to take a little bit of time. So you're being asked to be open to doing side projects and freelance projects and be okay with that for the next few months while you're manifesting this kind of more dream, more ideal situation that you're trying to pull together. That's what it looks like. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing you continuing to do the freelance stuff mm-hmm. for at least another 3 to 6 months. And it'll come. You'll have enough okay. work to keep you comfortable. It's your choice, okay. though. You could manifest a great 9-to-5 right now, but it's not what you want. It'll be kind of going back to the other career. That's not what you want.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Fair enough? Fair enough?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have
a
wonderful
night.
Evening. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We got time for another call. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Stepping into the month, what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I have an interview Monday for a one-year contract, and I wondered if you see me getting that contract.
Oh, my God. My stomach hurt with great excitement. So that I hear a big yes, like the trumpets playing. Archangel Michael is around you as well. You're being asked to be courageous and focused and filled with extreme confidence as you go in. This is okay. your position. This is your position. You've got the skills. You've got the knowledge. You've got the education. You have to forgive yourself and let the things go from anything that you may have around you that makes you feel inadequate, and you will get this job. I know that sounds really easy, but it can be more complicated. Time this weekend to take yourself through a process of cleansing and release.
Okay.
You've worked really hard to get to this point. It's time to take it. Go pluck the fruit.
Well, it's for yeah. 1 year, but at least it would help me get back on track financially.
It's going to lead to more.
Really? With the same company?
It's going to lead to more. It's going to lead to more. It's going to lead, the doors are going to open in other areas for you.
At the same company, though, Angel?
It feels like it. I don't see you. I don't feel a change in the company.
Oh, God,
but I do feel a change. I feel a change in the work. So it'll open up more opportunities for you. You're worthy of it. You're worthy of it. Don't look at it as, at least it'll be something that'll take me there. Don't do that. Don't do that to yourself. Don't do that to yourself. Go in there and own it and turn that place out. Turn it out. Can you do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, there's a lot of people interviewing for it, but I'm going to go in there and I will have the confidence. I will. I'm
have the
do
confidence.
It.
Spend some time tomorrow during the harvest energy renewing yourself. Renew that energy and harvest the positive, strong person that you are. And go pick the fruit on Monday. Let me know how it goes, okay? All right, have a good one.
I will. Thank you,
okay,
too.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. And we are out of time. It's always hard as times evolve and times move forward. I'll be able to open up the show to an hour. For now, it's only 30 minutes, and I'm only doing it once a month. It's always hard because I know everybody wants to get in. I love doing these programs. I will be back next week. Don't forget Wednesday when we do Tea Talk, and every Friday we do Ignite and Evolve Radio. I'm going to rebroadcast again on Friday. We're going to handle change again next Friday. For those of you who couldn't make it, I apologize. I wish I could get everybody. I hope the messages that were received today were helpful and powerful for all of you. Just remember what Angel always says. Ignite your life today so you can evolve it tomorrow. God bless all of you. Have a fantastic evening and have a joyous harvest moon. Good night.